Parshas Vayakel, it's actually a double parsha this week. It's the first double parsha we've had in well over a year. Last year was a leap year, so there were no double parshios. Parshas Vayakel begins, Vayakel Moshe, kol adat b'nei Yisrael, vayomer aleihem eila advarim asher tziva Hashem la'asot otam. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers everyone. He gathers kol adat b'nei Yisrael. The first thing he tells them is a reminder about Shabbos. Shabbos is not the Mishkan, the Niyas HaMishkan is not the Docha Shabbos. And then again it says in Pasuk Dalet, Vayomer Moshe, Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, Zad Ova Shatziv Hashem Leimor, and he asks them to contribute to the Mishkan. Why was it necessary that Moshe Rabbeinu gathers everybody, and there seems to be an emphasis on the fact that Moshe, Vayakel, every single last person, to come and tell them about the contribution to build the Mishkan. Then, if he gathered the people and told them, you know, Chava, Chava, everybody has a friend, you know, somebody comes, and then they tell it, the heads of the family come, the heads of the Shvatim come, most people come, they'll let everybody know, everybody will see all that everybody's going around getting things ready to contribute. Why was it necessary to gather everyone? The Malbim, towards the beginning of Parshat Truma, says the following, V'asu li migdash v'shachanti b'socham, Kvar v'yarti, says the Malbim, she'inyan ha-mishkan haya kvutzat kol nefashot Yisrael l'komash lema. Kvutzat kol nefashot Yisrael l'komash lema. I don't know what this means. How does this Malbim mean? But Rapam explained one. But the Malbim is referring to the following. The Mishkan was going to be the Makom Hashras Shechina amongst Bnei Yisrael. And for it to be a successful or suitable place for the Shechina to be Shora, the Mishkan had to be a gathering of all Nefashos Yisrael. Now how is that possible? It meant that the Mishkan had to be built with contributions from all of Bnei Yisrael. Everyone, every single last member of Bnei Yisrael had to somehow or another contribute to the building of the Mishkan. And then and only then was it right to be a makom of Ashras HaShechina. So some would give the precious stone. Some would give gold, some would give silver, some would contribute copper, some would give animal hides, some would give some wool, others would contribute their talents. There were people who knew how to work with gold and silver. There were people who were carpenters and knew how to work with wood. There were women or men who knew how to weave. There were those who know how to sew. But everyone had to somehow or another contribute to the building of the Mishkan. Because unless there was a contribution for all of Bnei Yisrael, then it wouldn't be right, it wouldn't be suitable for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Shorei HaShechina there. That's why, it seems to me, the Dabar Parshas and the Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to tell Bnei Yisrael about contributing to the building of the Mishkan. It wasn't necessary to call everybody in if you wanted everybody to know about it. Word spreads quickly. Everyone would have heard about it. But he gathered Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael because he wanted them all to realize they all had to figure out a way to contribute. Everyone has something to contribute. Some more, some less. Some wealth, some small amounts. People had different talents. Everyone can contribute one way or another. And that's why everyone had to be gathered the Moshe Rabbeinu instructed them on the building of the Mishkan. A little over a week ago, you had what I heard was an interesting Shabbos, at least for some. And you spent part of Shabbos with communities that were somewhat different than what you're used to, different than what I'm used to. Some places you davened with them, some places you observed them, some places you discussed those things with them. But I assume that there were different reactions to the things that you saw. And one might begin to wonder and begin to try to measure, compare and contrast those communities, and even those communities were not uniform. Bells is not the Olgasaron. Neither one is certainly Hanov. Compare and contrast which is more correct, which seems to be more of what Hashem wants of us, which contributes more to Yisrael. It's not only that Shabbat. The other Shabbat is that you've spent or will spend Bezos Hashem in the old city, in Ophayalon, in Hebron, Kochav HaShachar, wherever it might be. And you'll see all sorts of different communities. So who has the right there? And I think that the message of Parshas Vayakel is that if the Shechina is going to be Shora on the Mishkan, the Bnei Yisrael are going to build, then it has to be something that represents Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Everybody has contributions. But no two people's contribution is the same. Some give gold, some give silver. Some give copper, some give wool. Now gold may be more expensive than wool. But if you didn't have wool, you didn't have a mishka. Just the same as if you didn't have gold, you wouldn't have a mishka. Every contribution is important. Everything is necessary. Some people had certain talents and they could work with wood. It would be a shame if we gave them the job of weaving. And to go to a person who is extremely wealthy and say, can you hand over one animal skin when he can contribute the precious stones, it would be a waste of what he could contribute. But all the contributions were necessary. And that is true not only in the building of the Mishkan, but it's true in the building of Am Yisrael. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and we always want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence to be Shora amongst us. Then we have to recognize the contributions that each and every segment of Am Yisrael brings to this wonderful tapestry that we call Bnei Yisrael. So it doesn't mean that every single contribution of every single community, of every single individual in that community, is necessarily something that's so positive that helps to build. It would seem to me that every single segment in every single community has something that they can improve on, because no one is perfect, and something that they can learn from other segments. Because there's always something better that somebody else does. But the pasuk tells us a little bit later on in Vayakel what the criteria are. Kol ish v'isha asher nodav liba mosam v'havi l'chol hamlocha she'tziva Hashem lasos biad Moshe. If the nedava comes from the heart, the contribution is with the right kavana. And one is guided by Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos Biad Moshe. That's the guiding principle of what the person or community's contribution is, that is the nedava that Eviu B'nai Yisrael nedava l'Hashem, that is truly a worthwhile nedava for building the Mishkan and building Am Yisrael.